and an area right underneath the top of the house that you might well, this is the area that you would climb up to by a ladder or by stairs. It's just right underneath the top of the house. You might have to crouch down and walk around in it.
Oh.
Might have a fan up there for circulation.
Attic?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Okay. And the room that you cook in, that's the
kitchen.
Around here, have you ever seen any houses that had the kitchen built away from the main part of the house? It wasn't a part of the house itself? Okay. What about a room right off the kitchen that would be used for storing canned goods or extra dishes?
Storage room.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a pantry or safe?
Pantry, that was downstairs.
Beg your pardon?
Our pantry was downstairs.
In the house that you were raised
yeah.
in?
Oh, pantry, yeah, it was. It was off in the kitchen.
Okay, that was a room.
Yes.
Okay. All right. What would you call a lot of old things that you don't need anymore? You say you've got a lot of...
I don't know.
Like broken down chairs and...
junk.
Yeah. What about a place where you keep all that? What would you call it? Maybe a room or a building?
Storage room or... that's all.
Okay. This expression, if a woman gets up in the morning, she might move around the house, maybe dust a little here, or straighten a picture or something like that. You'd say she was doing what?
Cleaning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And something that you would sweep with, that would be a
room.
Okay. And this expression, if I'm looking for that broom and it's in the corner right there, or let's say if the door was here and it's in the corner and the door's open, said I can't see it, you'd say the broom is where?
Behind.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if it's time, you got all your clothes to get, all your dirty clothes, you'd say it's time to do the what?
Wash.
Okay.
The wash. All right. Sorry.
And after you wash them to get the wrinkles out, you do the?
Ironing.
Okay. What do you call the area in front of the house that a lot of people used to have anyway, where you might have a swing on one end and some rocking chairs and just...
Oh, a porch?
Mm-hmm. Any other words for that you've heard?
Yeah.
Maybe old people use?
You said gallery the other day. Mm-hmm. No.
Haven't heard that?
No.
Okay. What about, let's say if you wanted to get up to the porch from the yard, you climb the...
steps.
Okay, now if you're inside the house, you want to go to the second floor, you go up the
stairs.
Okay. This expression, if I walk in that door and I leave it wide open and you don't want it to stay that way, you'd say what?
Close the door.
And anything else?
Please close it up.
Okay, something that might be more emphatic, that door.
Well, shut the door.
What about a frame house on the outside that has horizontal boards that overlap each other? Do you have a name for that kind of thing? Have you heard of weatherboarding or clapboarding? Not familiar with that. Okay. All right, this verb, you would say, I'm going to get in my car and to town.
Go.
Or to town.
Drive.
Yeah. I got in my car and I...
go.
Yeah. Has he, you home yet?
He drove in the morning.
I'm a little lousy. The top part of the house, the whole thing, that's the
roof.
Right on the edge, some people have these things that are designed to carry off rainwater.
Gutter.
All right.
Gutters.
Now, let's say you've got a roof with different slopes to it, you know? A place where the two different slopes of a roof meet. Do you have a name for that? That area right there where they meet. Okay, have you ever heard of valley?
Yeah, I guess. Valley.
Okay. What about a building where a person might keep his garden tools, or maybe if it's old-fashioned, his stove wood, that kind of thing? What do you call a little building?
Shed.
Mm-hmm.